Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
That's Robert Cray bringing us back, my favorite blues man. Welcome back, 17 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. The one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. And my new book, The Third Ingredient, that's with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. Check that out and go to check them out on Amazon. You can buy them there. They'll deliver them tomorrow. I'm glad you're here because Dave Anderson's here, and this is a great time to be hanging out with us when Dave's with us. Dave is one of the smartest guys I know. He's the Learn to Lead guy. LearnToLead.com, is that right, Dave?
Right, Jim.
So check out his website. You can find all of his three dozen books that are there, sold something under a billion copies across the galaxy. Up Your Business, TKO Hiring, 10 Knockout Strategies for Recruiting, how to run your business. By what's the new one? What's the brand new
one? The new one is Unstoppable. It's transforming your mindset. Yeah,
right. That's the other one. That's one of the three dozen. So Dave is talking to his folks about he's revealed the second law of thermodynamics, and he says it's just like I tell people that Newton's law of gravity is alive and well in the marketplace. Whatever goes up will come down, and you're saying that the second law of thermodynamics is that nothing goes up on its own. It only goes down on its own. You've got to add.
That's right.
You've got to add energy, don't you?
That's right.
To keep things cleaned up and executing properly, right?
Yeah, they're not going to naturally wind up. They're going to naturally wind down unless outside energy is applied. You just can't hit the snooze button, shift into neutral, and just think you're going to coast your way to the next level. And what we were talking about, Jim, right before the break, is that when all the seas appear calm, when everything is pretty good and robust, that's when prosperity drains urgency. And you mentioned that's when people stop training.
Yeah.
And that's when they usually stop controlling expenses. I would also include that's normally when they stop holding people accountable. Because everything's going so well, right? Why rock the boat? I mean, we're doing pretty well. And then what's interesting is when things turn not so well, what do they get back to? Oh, we got to get back to controlling expenses. Oh, we got to train these people. And, man, we got to hold this guy accountable. It's like if you know those are the things that you're going to have to address when things turn down, why wait for them to turn down?
Right.
JFK said one time, the best time to fix the roof is when the sun is shining.
Right.
The best time to train. I mean, the best time to train is when things are going well, so people stay sharp, they stay on track. The best time to hold people accountable is when you're having record months, so you can continue to have record months,
mm-hmm.
so you don't start to develop cracks in your culture.
Well, think
the
about this.
The best time to try something new is from a position of strength.
If business is coming in and it's fall off a log easy, imagine how much business will come in if you really put your put a lot of emphasis on seeking excellence and now you can lay up even more reserves for when things are tough.
Well, you absolutely can, and I think the number one thing most leaders do, Jim, is when things are good, they stop leading. You know, they stop leading. Oh, they still have the leadership title, but they're tweaking and they're tinkering and they're tampering and they're not stretching anymore. And you find a lot of leaders that they don't lead in the good times. And in fact, I would contend it's harder to lead during the robust times. Everybody says, oh, it's tough to lead in a crisis. I think it's easy to lead in a crisis.
I think you're right.
You got people's attention. You got their attention. And everybody's alert, and it's like, okay, they're ready to rally around. What do we got to do? Okay, you got – but it's just when everything seems calm, it's like, what's all the fuss about?
But sometimes, Dave, some of this outside energy you're talking about, sometimes when if it's not applied right, it looks punitive. It looks like it's not fun. You know what I mean? And people are saying,
right,
why are you putting a wet blanket? Things are going great. Why are you doing this? Why are you making us do this or that? You know, and I think it's because it may be the way you're executing it, maybe the way you're delivering it. What do you think?
Oh, I think you're right, and that's why I think it's important to engage people. We have We have Let's Stay Relevant meetings at my company to where every other week we'll get together and we'll say, what can we do to become more relevant? All right, look at our website, look at our app, look at our processes, look at our shipping, look at all the things we do. Okay, where have we lost a step? Where can we gain a step? Where are we already doing well that we can really become world class? And by engaging people and soliciting their ideas, now it's not punitive. Now, you know, people support what they help create. And they want to weigh in before they buy in.
Say that again. Folks, this is going to be on the test. Go ahead, Dave.
Yeah. People support what they help create. They want to weigh in before they buy in. Mm-hmm. And so we have a sign up right above our meeting space in our office that says, none of us is smarter than all of us. And we call that our living room. It's set up like a living room. And we go there and we brainstorm. And we do this often. And we do it when things are down, when they're okay, or when they're doing great. And we're constantly looking for ways to get better. We have a training center. How can we improve the experience there? And everybody's engaged, and everybody brings ideas. And then I let them own those ideas. Okay, run with it. Now it's not punitive. Now they are helping contribute. They're engaged. You know, people talk a lot about getting your employees engaged, and people are never really engaged until they're emotionally invested in the goals of your company. And the only way you're going to get them emotionally invested in the goals of your company is by including them in the conversation, including them in the solution, investing in them, building that relationship with them. Not acting like the grand poobah know-it-all, but realizing that, listen, none of us is smarter than all of us. Bring me your ideas. You know what? Here's mine. Make it better, right? And when you create that type of culture, oh, you can do some incredible things. We do an amazing job with a very small staff because they are very, very engaged. And I don't have to wind them up every day and give them pep talks and hug them and burp them and nurse them and bribe them to get their job
It doesn't matter, folks, because I've been talking to Dave about this when times were good and when times were not so good. We've both been through all those times, and he's the same way every time. Hey, Dave, learntolead.com, is that right?
Yes, sir. That is the website. Spell it out just like it sounds. Learntolead.com.
Learntolead.com. Check it out. Dave Anderson. All of his books are there. All the other things. He and I will be right back. I'm Jim Blassie here. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.